laptop for school
and maybe a printer. You are giving out, tell me I don't know anything about Radian Online without telling me I don't know anything about Radian Online vibes.
Radian Stores has an online store now.
Not just a store, it's Radian Stores Online Wonderland, a 24/7 treasure trove of beds, phones, laptops, kitchen units, solar, even other trusted brands not found in store. And they deliver within Lusaka for free.
Free delivery? I'm never leaving my house again.
Shop Radian Online at www.radianonline.co.zm today. If you haven't found it in store, we definitely have it online.
Radian Stores, inspiring trust since 1981.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
1801, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Rubis fuel station criminal attack leaves one dead and another in critical condition. Billions in investments poured into Zambia as President Hichilema launches ISIC. And in global news, Israel strikes Syria's military headquarters in Damascus and area around presidential palace. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. A female fuel attendant has been murdered and another is fighting for his life after being attacked by armed criminals at a Rubis filling station in Lusaka's Helen Kaunda area. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says the incident occurred this morning around 3 a.m. when two attendants, a female Siveswa Kaliwa and male Mapalo Mwelwa, were ambushed and brutally beaten while on duty. Mr. Hamonga says the female attendant sustained severe head injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, while the male attendant suffered multiple head injuries and is currently in critical condition. He explains that the attackers reportedly locked the two attendants inside the service office and attempted to break into the safe, but initial findings suggest that no money was stolen from it, although an undisclosed amount of daily sales is missing. Mr. Hamonga says a third employee, Charity Mwaleshi, a cashier who was asleep in an adjoining office, was unharmed and did not witness the incident, while the two security guards from White Hat Security Company were absent during the attack and were not found on site when the manager arrived.
Preliminary investigations reveal that yesterday, the 15th of July 2025, at about 15 hours, two fuel attendants reported for duty scheduled to knock off at 07 hours today, the 16th of July 2025. However, at approximately 03, the attendants were ambushed and violently attacked by a known number of criminals suspected to have been armed with unidentified weapons. The two attendants have been identified as Timeo Siveso Akaliwa, age not yet established, who sustained severe head injuries inflicted with a known object and was pronounced dead upon arrival at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital. Male Mapalo Mwela, who is currently battling for his life at the hospital after sustaining multiple head injuries from the assault. He remains in critical condition. At this stage, no arrests have been made and no property has been recovered. Investigations are actually underway and efforts are being intensified to apprehend the perpetrators involved in this heinous crime.
Meanwhile, Mr. Hamwanga has disclosed that 642 people lost their lives in road traffic accidents across the country in the second quarter of 2025. According to Mr. Hamwanga, a total of 9,377 road traffic accidents were recorded countrywide, with 522 being fatal, 939 serious accidents resulting in 1,826 serious injuries, while 1,816 slight accidents led to 2,942 people suffering minor injuries. He says Osaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 4,713 cases, Copperbelt province with 1,282, Central province with 919 accidents, and Western province recording the lowest at 188.
When compared to the second quarter of 2024, which recorded 9,035 cases, there has been an increase by 342 incidents. Fatal accidents increased from 469 in 2024 to 522 in 2025, resulting in 42 more deaths. Serious accidents rose from 876 to 939, while the number of people seriously injured increased from 1,570 to 1,826. Slight accidents declined from 1,896 to 1,816, but the number of minor injuries increased from 2,760 to 2,942.
President Hage Geingob has officially launched the Invest Zambia International Conference, ISIC, which has witnessed the signing of several deals and transactions worth billions of dollars. Speaking during the launch in Osaka this afternoon, President Geingob emphasized his government's vision to accelerate economic growth and highlighted the importance of political stability in attracting more investment. The president stated that government is working to drive and accelerate the country's economic growth, realizing Zambia's full potential. And the head of state acknowledged that government bureaucracy is hindering investment businesses and assured that steps are being taken to make life easier for investors by tackling bureaucracy in the public sector.
As we have also realized that government bureaucracy can weigh you down as a business. So the president has set up a presidential delivery unit to support the normal routine ministries doing things, but to accelerate resolution of things that stand in the way of it. We now have a platform, again, the president set up a public-private dialogue forum so that the governmental side and the private sector are talking to each other. Even when we now do our budgets, we get structured inputs from the private sector so that our national budget can reflect the needs of the private.
Meanwhile, President Geingob has noted that Zambia's political stability is a key component in attracting investment and expressed concern that the country is being undersold in this regard. He also disclosed that the country is nearing a record 1 million tons of copper production this year, a significant milestone for Zambia's economy.
Let me touch on why we believe you should invest here, because government is working hard to do its part, improving the business operating environment. We knew we could not do that without dealing with the debt mountain. So we worked very hard to restructure our debt priority amongst men when we took office. Because without debt restructuring, it was going to be impossible to have a conference like this. We knew that. So we worked hard to restructure the debt. And we made good progress, giving us the headroom that we now have.
The Constitutional Court of Zambia has postponed the delivery of its judgment on the Petauke Central Parliamentary Seat dispute, which was set for tomorrow, 17th July 2025, to a later date. This case challenges the decision to declare the seat vacant based on the Member of Parliament's alleged breach of the National Assembly's standing orders. and Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU.